ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कांटो 10 चैप्टर नंबर 10 टेक्स्ट नंबर 5। दिस इज द चैप्टर अबाउट द डिलीवरेंस ऑफ यमल अर्जुन ट्री हु वेर कर्स्ड टू बिकम ट्री वेर द सन्स ऑफ Nalakuver and Manik, the sons of Kuber, right? So misusing the opportunity. Kuber is generally a yaksha. Yakshas and rakshasas are not favorable to Krishna, you know. But within their family, devotees can appear who can change every situation upside down. So, Kuber is a very well celebrated personality who serves the as the not accountant but treasurer of the demigods. He serves in kingdom of Indra, keeps every accountability. And he has two sons who were also privileged to be counted amongst the demigods, even though they were yakshas. But you know, whatever is ingrained in the blood, from the blood is coming from inheritance, not directly from father, but from grandfather and everything. So they did not fit into the categories of demigods, but yet they had a privilege. So they were much more obsessed with material opulence as well as, you know, sense gratification. Anyway, in today's text, yadra chaya cha devarshi bhagavan statra kauravah apashyan narado daivo kshibano samabuddhyata. Yadra chaya cha devarshi भगवांस्तत्र कौरवः अपश्यन्नारदो देवौ क्षिबाणौ समबुद्धयत्। यद्रच्छया, बाय चांस, व्हाइल वंडरिंग ऑल ओवर द यूनिवर्स, च एंड Devarshi, the supreme saintly person among the demigods, Bhagavan, the most powerful, Tatra, there, where the two sons of Kuver were enjoying life, Kaurava, O Maharaj Parikshit, Apashyat, when he saw Narada, the great saint, Deva, the two boys of demigods, Kshibano, with the eyes maddened with intoxication, Samabuddhyata, he could understand their position. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O Maharaj Parikshit, by some auspicious opportunity, For the two boys, the great saint Devarshi Narad once appeared there by chance. Seeing them intoxicated with rolling eyes, he could understand their situation. It is said, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Koye, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoye. This is in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, 22nd chapter, 54th verse. Wherever Narad Muni goes, any moment at which he appears is understood to be extremely auspicious. It is also said, Brahmanda Brahmiteh Kona Bhagyavana Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Paye Bhakti Lata Bij. According to their karma, all living entities are wandering throughout the universe, some of them are being elevated to upper planetary systems and some are going down to the lower planetary system. Out of many millions of wandering lives and living entities, one who is very fortunate gets an opportunity to associate with a bona fide spiritual master by the grace of Krishna. By the mercy of both Krishna and spiritual master, such a person receives the seed of the creeper of devotional service. This is in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, 19th chapter, 151st verse. Narada appeared in the garden to give the two sons of Kuvir the seed of devotional service, even though they were intoxicated. Saintly persons know how to bestow mercy upon the fallen souls. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Militan Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhisham Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namaha Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sanyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare Yadrachaya Chadevarshi Bhagavanstatra Kaurava Apashyat Narado Devo Kshibano Samabuddhyata. O Maharaj Parikshit, by some auspicious opportunity for the two boys, the great saint Devarshi Narad once appeared there by chance. Seeing them intoxicated with rolling eyes, he could understand their position. A pure devotee, Sri Narada Muni, the extent of purity cannot be calculated, otherwise how the could say that Narad Muni realized the position of these two intoxicated boys of the Devas. As I said before, they were given the position of Deva even though they were born in Yaksha family, as well as their father, prestige was so much in service of the demigods as a Kuber, Dhana Kuber, right? So, even though they do not deserve to be demigod, but yet they were promoted as demigods. The mercy is there at several levels. Now, but a pure devotee is not merciful on a physical or material level. He doesn't have to do anything to show the mercy on a material level, physical level, the position level. Who is he? Where one becomes merciful because by position, then there will be misuse of such position, and then who will be responsible? The merciful? Narad Muni is a pure devotee. He is beyond this discrimination. A pure devotee understands the position without any, simply by external features. But yet, the real mercy will come in disguise. So, where the understanding about the mercy lies depends upon the qualification of the recipient as well as the benefactor. Beneficiary and both the qualification we have to see, they are completely antagonistic. Devotees are generally the demigods are generally devotees of the Lord. They are working on His behalf. And when they get intoxicated, then they are disqualified and they are punished. When anybody usurps such position by birth or by influence of the parentage or whatever it is, they have to show the character of devotee. When they misuse this opportunity and abuse that position, the sons of demigods, Nal Kuber and Manigrih, both were offenders. Offenders. So therefore, a pure devotee like Narad doesn't have to inquire, "Hey, what are you doing?" He doesn't have to inquire anymore. He understands the position. He doesn't have to confront them. Neither he has to show disgust upon them. He is aloof. But he gives a curse. But that is beneficial benediction. That we know the story. But occasion of once upon a time when they were intoxicated by providence, that the Narad Muni stumbled upon them when they were intoxicated. So, circumstances do not play any importance. Nandakan, generally the demigods come to the base of this Lokaloka Parvat, the Mandara Parvat, and enjoy Nandakana. This is a similar situation with Mandakini Ganga. You know, Mandakini Ganga is very fierce. At Devaprayag, she meets with Alaknanda and then becomes Ganges. This Mandakini Ganga is very forceful, but yet on the side or the bank of Ganga, the flow generally do not become so rapid because it is a kind of lake being formed there. Here also, Kaliyada was a lake. Daha means lake, where the Yamuna is flowing. But Kaliya, you know, resided there. So that is the kind of lake. So in that beautiful lake, there are so many gardens type of atmosphere. And even though the significance of the river may not be understood by envious serpent like Kaliya, or those who are envious non-devotees, they may abuse the importance of the place even. So these two boys were enjoying sense gratification. Their eyes were rolling by intoxication. They were naked. Such description will come. You know, they were naked. Means no sense of discrimination between a civilized person for the pursuit of higher emancipation, pursuit of, you know, better life in the future. From the demigods they can be elevated to higher and higher realms of responsibility. It is not without responsibility. Those who are irresponsible tend to get sense gratification. So in this way, we see that Narad Muni was so so much understanding the depth of, simply by looking. Nobody has to narrate Narad Muni, please excuse them or this. There is nobody coming to interfere with them, between the pure devotee like Narad Muni and this intoxicated, celestial Jagayan Marai. What to speak? Nobody can, you know, react or overreact with such situation. A devotee should be very steadfast because he is resolved and Krishna consciousness. He is not overreacting. With a steady composure, easy way, smilingly giving me curse. Otherwise they deserve violent action. As a reaction of getting intoxicated and breeds into violence. Narad Muni doesn't do that. So it shows the ideal character of a devotee. What kind of internal composure he has to cultivate to this so-called what we call anti-elements in Krishna consciousness. Rebellion, usurp of power, misusing the power, political maneuvering, and so many things, you know. If one wants to remain advanced or make an advancement, then they are told to tolerate these inconveniences, because Srila Prabhupada is putting up the best of his well-wishing in this moment. So we need to learn. Even Srimad Bhagavatam is this transcendental science of Krishna consciousness, exemplifying, so we can understand easily by such characterization of Narad Muni and these two intoxicated boys. So an occasion or an incident that is occurring cannot be said to be accidental. It's not an accidental, because there is a purpose which will be revealed in the actions, a proper rectification can be given to. So the idea is that that this occasion, and as it said that yadrachaya means by chance. Icha is there, and can icha happen by chance? Desire. Upon his own independent desire, Narad Muni was moving around. Arre Baba, whose independent desire the devotee has to move around? It's Krishna's desire. Yadrachaya. Yad means indicative to that personality. We may say that yes, Narad Muni's own independent desire. But that is not. A devotee does not move with an independent desire. There is a purpose, and there is an order behind it. Yadrachaya, spiritual master's desire, the devotee or disciple should move around and preach. That is yadrachaya. But it is said by chance. But the chance, is there any chance to be taken for granted that by chance we may go back home, back to Godhead? Is it by chance activity? Then it's not by chance activity. It is well planned. Krishna consciousness means Krishna's plan. Krishna's consciousness. Well planned. It's not your consciousness or my consciousness. But Prabhupada's consciousness is quite, parallel to Krishna's consciousness. So, in unison, without any tangent or this. Prabhupada had never conceived the plan of the society called ISKCON. It all manifested. You read Lilamritam. Prabhupada was only confirmed in total surrender to Lord Krishna through his guru. And that surrendering process was not complicated. Prabhupada wanted him to preach in English and spread Krishna consciousness. If you have money, print books. These are the simplest order. Not difficult to carry out, but it all were saturated with Krishna's plan. So we depend upon cultivation of that consciousness. It is not by chance that you are all here joining the Krishna conscious movement. We are all here out of love of Srila Prabhupada and maintaining this beautiful temple of his desire, even in worst of corona time. It's not by chance. But out of love of Srila Prabhupada, we are all here. Glorifying Krishna the way he taught us. But it is for our own saturation of understanding. We must become serious in the time of, say, what we call trying times. And as the opportunity comes, move on. Right? This is the importance. So, nothing is happening by chance. But that chance is Krishna's plan that will be unfolded soon. When there is no personal agenda, there is no personal agenda, a devotee should not travel and preach. A sannyasi is not supposed to travel and preach on personal agenda. This particular occasion is also called Daiva Yogena. Daiva Yoga. It's already is in connection with the divine. That's how the sadhu will become effective in preaching and spreading, contributing to Krishna consciousness movement. This is not a planned activity. Prabhupada came out of the order. The order was impregnated with the plan of Krishna. That's how he revealed us. That he created the whole International Society for Krishna Consciousness from nothing, from $8 worth of 40 rupees at that time. A devotee, as we are following in this movement, we must understand that sincerity is based upon how much divine arrangement we are realizing in this movement. It's getting unfolded. Otherwise, the sadhu sangha is so much recommended. Lava matra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hoy. Is love to be considered a chance? Love means fraction of a second. Is it a chance in Krishna consciousness? No. But because it is not easily explainable, it has to be revealed by our own internal meditation. It has to be revealed that everything is happening. Not a leaf is moving without the will of Krishna. And if we simply ordinarily say that this is by chance, Krishna has no jurisdiction over that chance, little second. No, everything is under the control of Lord Shri Krishna. That is called by chance, because it is understood very rarely. It is understood very rarely. So, lava matra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hoy. Lava matra. It doesn't require very intimate association. It does not require the devotees, some have very intimate association of Srila Prabhupada, like Sudha Kirti Prabhu, right? So much glorification you have. I cannot glorify, but I can try to make a meaning out of this Krishna conscious understanding. I don't have personal interaction with Srila Prabhupada. But yet I am his disciple. Was it by chance? Should I take it that it was by chance, by fluke? I was fortunate. Do you think it is good enough? No, then, what is my contribution? How do I serve this moment? I have been given opportunity to serve, and I don't think that has happened by chance. All my God brothers, they have helped me to serve this moment. They have given me opportunities to serve. So, in that sense, it's the good hidden fortune that has not been easily revealed is called chance. Right? But one has to understand what is his importance in the spiritual movement of Krishna consciousness. Alright? So, lava matra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hoy. Just by fraction of a second's association, everything will become perfect. And Prabhupada was capable. He showed us. He gave us the fruit within 11 years of his existence amongst us. So, now this chance is translated as bhagya. The brahmande brahmite hoya kona bhagyavana jiva. Ya Guru Krishna prasade paaye bhakti lata bich. Now, what is the difference between chance and bhagya? Both are incomprehensible. They may be realized, but they are literary. What do you call bhagya? Good fortune means something like an obscure verbiage which doesn't carry much meaning. Oh, you are fortunate. But what is this fortune? We are fortunately unfortunate. Even though we have been given this opportunity to become Krishna consciousness, but we want to remain unfortunate. We mess up our opportunity of becoming Krishna conscious and act on that. So, it is the individual upbringing, that takes place. One becomes fortunate to been brought up in Krishna conscious surrounding that will give an everlasting impression upon him. He will not be a lost soul. He will not be a lost soul. He has more chances to become successful. So we have to keep up with the opportunity of serving without any motivation, without any profit, pride or adoration. Keep on serving and Krishna will give the opportunity to associate with the devotees who can enliven our lives, enliven our Krishna consciousness, not on a stagnant level, but on a very active, proactive level, and inspire us and keep on moving the movement. There are so many souls waiting, and we must take the opportunity to reach them out, reach out them, you know. So, according to their karma, all living entities are wandering throughout the entire universe. That's a fact, you know. Brahmande brahmite hoye. Brahmite means wandering. They don't have any direction where they are going. I have a direction. I am going to New York. That's the way I am moving on. The brahmande brahmite hoye. Kona bhagyavana jeev. Who will be that most fortunate person? Now, this is explained that bhagya is something which is never to be imagined. Alright? It's not a preconceived idea. Bhagya means Krishna's mercy is flowing everywhere, but who takes up? That's the difference. You know the story of Lord Shiva and Parvati, you know, wanted to benedict the beggar in Haridwar area. So they came in disguise, and Parvati was looking what Lord Shiva is going to do. So Lord Shiva picked up a big watermelon. Then Parvati says, "My dear Lord, a watermelon is hardly costing 10 rupees, you know. No, you fill with jewels, make it more costly, you know, and give it to the choice of my, you know, these beggars." And Lord Shiva, okay. So he gave to one beggar and went away. The beggar is thinking, watermelon? What am I going to do? You don't see watermelon here. These are the actual days that will quench our thirst. It's a hot days. But we have mangoes, not watermelon. And mango, they are not going to quench the thirst. It will increase more thirst. The person was thinking, well, I can sell it to him in 15 rupees. So he convinced other guy, "Do you have 15 rupees already collected? So why don't you, and you take this watermelon?" He says, "Okay." Right? Now, there is a divine or the providence which is in interacting. That even though you want to bestow any material benediction, it is not going to help a person. And therefore Shiva says, "Parvati, you are making mistake again." He says, no, he will be okay. So look what he's doing to his watermelon. You have filled lot of jewels and he is selling to in 15 rupees to other guy. That is called fate. You know, according to Parvati, that is his fate. But bhagya means opposite of fate is providence. The ye kona bhagyavana jeeva. Providence is never prescribed. It is always at free will of the Lord. Providence means the free will of Lord Krishna. And that providence is being carried by a pure devotee like Narada Muni. And therefore, they go and preach, become benefactor, and whoever is qualified, they will receive. So they will become beneficial. So in this way, there is always a pre-calculated plan of Lord Shri Krishna from the very beginning. And whatever activities are transforming from that, it is divine. Parasha Shaktir Vividhiya Suruyate Swabhaviki Jnana Bala Kriyacha. Parasha Shakti. In Svetasadra Upanishad, this is a very distinguishable character, that the Supreme Lord's energies, they manifest according to knowing the nature of the Supreme, the desire of the Supreme. He desires and everything manifests. Sa ikshati sa iman lokan asrujata. He simply glances and whole material creation is coming about. He desires. So unless and until there is a conflict of desire, then nothing can be. So we have to be what they call manovalent, much more maniable. One has to become very conversant and maniable with Lord Krishna's desire, and then give him benediction or give him curse, whatever you like. But that is Krishna's plan, and Krishna will come and rescue him, them in that sense, you know. Everything is done by Krishna, and Krishna's energies are so perfectly in tune that Krishna does not have to order his energies. Do this, do that. No. Svabhaviki jnana bala kriyacha. It manifests according to knowing the nature of the Supreme. All the energies are acting under that nature. Just like we can experience. If you are a very mild person, you want to help everybody, so naturally your energies will be dovetailed towards that activity. But that is the nature of the devotee, that he wants to become helpful to somebody, wants to teach him if he is very conversant or qualified to learn, you know. So in this way, everything is in the plan of Lord Krishna, and we say by chance, it is not wrong to say by chance, but it has a deeper understanding of one's meditation. Otherwise, why we say, oh, the leaf fall by chance? No. Or because it has dried out, that's why it fell down? Now why? What is the nature's law? Nature is not independent. Prakriti swam avasthabhya tadatmanam srujamyam. It is not by chance. Krishna says, under my superior energies, I appear. So how could he be ever to be estimated on material bhagya or curse? But those who are materialistic, when they get cursed, then they will be terrified. that terror is created within him, but Narad Muni was not subjected to terrify them. Right? He is the well-wisher, and the terror brought them to their senses and apologized to Narad Muni. Then Narad Muni said, "Oh, don't worry. You will get what you deserve, but at the same time Lord Krishna is so kind that he is personally appearing to deliver you." So this is the Leela in to be understood, and this is the first in prelude of Krishna to appear. Narad Muni becomes the instrument or via media to give them the seed of devotion. That they get the curse that they will never forget. Their opportunity and remember Krishna, and they had to wait in that nakedness of the trees till he appeared. So thank you very much. Anybody has any question or comments? Yes, Maharaj. Yeah.
How do I know what Krishna's desire for me besides the Guru's order or Vaishnava's order?
There is nothing like besides Guru's order.
Is there anything else? Can I know myself?
You can know only through your Guru's desire, and it will help you. We can't put our desire in front of Guru's desire.
We have a desire also.
Yeah, but we just like Krishna consciousness is the ultimate desire. We have to become Krishna conscious. Means we have our own consciousness which is misplaced, and we have to correct it and come on the line of Krishna's consciousness. This is the movement of Krishna's consciousness, not our consciousness. Not Prabhupada's consciousness. Prabhupada never claimed that. So, the importance is that we have to be in alignment with Guru's desire, and you faithfully execute. Anya bilashita sunyam jnana karmadana avrutam anukulyena krishna anushilanam bhakti ruttama. Guru is the well-wisher, ultimate well-wisher, and he will instruct you to engage in certain activity. He must have observed you in your different capacities and carry on. It is simple, not complicated.
Will there be a time?
Huh?
Will there be a time?
Yeah.
That I will know Krishna's desire.
Yep.
When you become Krishna conscious, even still you will have, going to Guru's.
But no. That is Guru's desire, is Krishna's desire. Otherwise, why the reflection can be perverted? Reflection is always perverted. But we are not going to reflect Krishna's desire over Guru's desire. No, no. It is never reflected. What Krishna has advised, our Guru, Param Guru has advised, and Guru's desire is that we have to become Krishna conscious after all. So more we engage in our activity that Guru has given for developing Krishna consciousness, for maturing in our consciousness. So
he says that we should be desireless.
That is, we have to give up our own desire. Is desirelessness. But Krishna is full of desires. Guru is full of desires. And anything that engages you in Krishna's service, that is the valid point. Guru does not have to give any other desire other than Krishna's desire.
So if a person the only desire is according to Krishna's desire, he is desireless.
You become desireless.
Yes.
By accepting the desire of Guru and Krishna.
We cannot be desireless.
You can. That's correct.
Fulfillment of the Guru's desire being fulfilled.
That is correct. So the idea is that nobody individual, because Krishna is fulfilled, full of all desires, and his jiva is not full of desires. But there was a contradiction between the two desires. Icha dvesha samuttena dvanda mohena bharata sarva bhutani sammoham sarge anti parantam. Because of a separate desire, icha, which is against Krishna's, means is born out of hate, dvesha. Samuttena, they arise simultaneously. That put us into dvanda mohena, duality of existence, and bhara. Sarva bhutani, without any exception, all of us have come in the contradictions of desires.
Even in a liberated state, one should still should fulfill the Guru's desire.
Definitely. Definitely. Guru accompanies the devotee even after liberation, because he has to introduce you to Krishna. He will accompany.
It's not like my body, you give up the Guru's.
A body is nothing to give up. You have to give the subtle body of desire. That's mind, intelligence, and ego. These are the seats of desire. Right? Good. Hare Krishna.
Any questions? Hare Krishna Maharaj. Hello.
Hare
Krishna. Thank you for wonderful realizations. So, I have a question. Is it to be understood this way, that argya or good fortune falls upon us because of Krishna's will, whereas durbhagya is because of jiva's misuse of free will?
Yeah, it is explained that those who want to come under direct sunlight, they are all fortunate, but who is going to hide behind the cloud? That is called misfortune. Krishna is like sun, which is shining all over without any discrimination. Isn't it? So who wants to come under the direct sun? I mean, Guru doesn't impede the direct sunlight. He's not a cloud. But he can be a cloud to deliver the mercy from the sun, you know, the sun's energy, the water vapor, is rising and makes a cloud. So Guru becomes the cloud to carry on that the mercy of shower anywhere. The tranaya karunya ghana ghanatvam. So this is the nature of the Guru. He is not an impediment. But for one who becomes a dense cloud of darkness, then the problem will be there. Alright.
My question is, as you said, whatever your duty does, that is by the will of the Lord. That is what is prohibited in some sense.
Can you tell? Speak a little slowly so I can understand.
You said that the pure duty carries the will of the Lord. As you said, not to be saved, not to be able to be, because it was the will of the Lord. So I just wanted to know, like in case of this divine life, where the Lord wanted to kill them, but Nitya Prabhu saved them. So then, what was the will of the Lord in that case? Because he was this divine life, he was saved by the Mahaprabhu or by Nitya.
If you are a follower of Nityananda, follow him. There is no difference. If you like Nityananda, who is more merciful than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, go ahead. Because they don't have ultimate difference between the two, right? Themselves. We may keep difference or our likings and our choice. But we are worshipping both Gaur Nitai. We are worshipping. Eno bine nitai bhai Radha Krishna pai tenai. So, hang on. Many, even Srila Prabhupada gave only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to gift in Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj's Gaudiya Math in Mathura. Yes, Prabhupada donated that deity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Radha Krishna nahi anya. But we are told Gaur Nitai worship. In New York, Rambhadra put only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because he gave up Gaur Nitai and he was in problem. Right? Never give up Gaur Nitai. Hare Bhagavan. Jai Jagat Goswami Prabhupada.